If I'm being completely honest.
Please don't be.
Which I do about 40% of the time here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Feels high.
Feels high. Which I do about 20% of the time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Getting warmer.
The Brewers' offense is making me nervous. It is early, and we'll keep saying that it is early. We're only a week into the season. Chew this morning goes, what are we, like, 2 weeks
R-E-L-A-X.
In?
They play R-E-L-A-X.
Chew did ask, how many games have they played? Are they in the teens?
Are they? Single digit still?
He also introduced himself as Mark. It's been a rough morning for our guy.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And then I walked past the door. I'm a mess.
I wasn't going to reveal that detail, but since you did. No, they've only played a week's worth of games. They are 3-4. Second to last in the division. Again, we don't care that much about the division right now. I do care about the stifling offense. Scuffling offense.
Bad.
It's not stifling.
Yeah,
sure.
It's stifling the team, I'll tell you that right now.
That's a good point. Thank you, Gabe, for the save.
But it's normal. It's normal. Look at the scores. 2-3, 4-2, 3-1.
It's baseball.
2-6, right? I mean, I was just reading off random scores from
you're
around the league.
You're saying across the league, you're not seeing a lot of teams that are
takes a little time
putting a lot of runs on the board.
Patience, young child.
Okay. They are.
Okay. All right.
They are DFL.
I made a life change.
OPS.
I had a
really?
Life.
Oh, it's bad.
In the league. 30 out of 30. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
30 out of 30 OPS.
I don't even know what OPS. I know OPP
let me break
is.
It. Let me tell you exactly.
Yeah, you know me.
Let me tell it in terms that you understand.
Okay.
The Brewers.
Does that mean I'm dumb?
Walked past the door this morning. Okay?
Okay.
So far this season, they have been walking past the door.
Yes.
Everyone else is finding the door.
I had a life-changing moment about 2 months ago when Gabe went absolutely bat-you-know-what crazy, and we fought him on it, and I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what?
Oh.
All right, we're back in.
Comes to regular seasons outside of football, I'm going to relax, right, Gabe?
Yeah, you can relax a little bit. That being said, that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be concerning things that happen during the regular season. When you have a week, again, the Brewers have only played 7 games. When your OPS as a team is 5-10 and dead last in the league, like literally, the Cincinnati Reds OPS. Is double that of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I want to be clear. You're not being dramatic here.
No.
You're saying they are dead effing last.
Yes, that is correct.
They're 7 games in. Relax.
I didn't notice,
though.
The
first thing that went to my mind yesterday, because we fought it in football all the time, does the pitcher ever want to go into the clubhouse after a game and go, what the hell are you guys doing?
Oh.
I pitched an unbelievable game here. Can I at least get a couple hits?
You know what? I mean,
does that happen?
You know what Corbin Burns definitely did when he walked in the clubhouse yesterday?
What?
I got my guy.
Oh, he's my guy. Huh?
A good outing by Corbin Burns. Yes, and as Ashton noted in our text chain, that's 2 starts by Corbin Burns now that the Brewers have wasted.
They really good starts.
Unbelievable.
Because they can't score runs. And it's concerning. It's just concerning. Like, I'm not setting off 5 alarm bells, but it's just concerning because this was what was going to hold this team back. So when they start off this slow, it just becomes concerning that this is going to be something that hampers them back. Because, again, you got a great start from Brandon Woodruff that you almost blew a couple of days ago. You got a great start out of Corbin Burns yesterday. You're getting quality starts out of your pitching. The bullpen's been all right. I mean, Josh Hader's been electric out of the back end. Devin Williams has gotten off to a slow start, but the pitching is what's going to carry it. But you need to be able to score more than one bleeping run on an error yesterday.
Let me ask you a question, Chu.
Yep.
How many games under 500 would it take for you to start panicking? It could be as little as 3 or 4. It can be as many as 15, which at that point I think bye-bye to the season.
Under 500, I'm not so much concerned about under 500 as how far out of the lead they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and again,
in the division?
The division.
And again, it's early. They're 3-4. You're hanging around 500. You know, 3-4 weeks are going to happen throughout the course of a Major League Baseball season. It's when can you get hot and then avoid
the
big
slide. But that's
the thing.
You have to balance them with the win streaks where you take.
Do we agree from the standpoint that there isn't a wild card team coming out of the Central?
The Central, correct.
Not in the National League, no.
Okay. So you got to eyeball who's in the lead.
Yeah, you got to win the division.
Right? So if who's in the lead now?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati?
St. Louis both have 5 wins each.
So if Cincinnati's four games under 500 and the Brewers are 6 back of the
How many games? 6 back? 6 10 back? What to you is like
I would say
and I'm not even talking about they're out of it where you start going yes. Okay, I'm worried.
I'd say 6.
6 games back of the leaders. Okay.
Is that enough, Gabe, or no?
Yeah, I mean, because 6 is, you can be concerned. You can still overcome that, you know, early in the season. But yeah, that's the part where you're going, hey, if this continues, this number's only going to continue to get bigger.
But can we agree that, I don't know, does pitching win championships?
It's a combination. We've talked about that. Yes, you have to have good pitchers in the postseason, but you got to have a complete team to get through the regular season. You got to have starting pitching, you got to have a good pen, and you obviously have to have the offense come through. Right now, we don't think the defense is going to be an issue for this team because you got all these gold glovers out there who can, you know, snag the balls in play. But I do think right now that it is a little concerning. So I'm going to stick with you. 6 games back of the leaders. Where do you stand? 800-990-3776. How many games back of the leaders before you start to panic? Because apparently, we are still supposed to be in RELAX mode.